Malcolm Johnson is on the mend. Johnson learned he had COVID-19 on April 2nd while he was on the COVID-19 floor of Abilene's Hendrick Medical Center. The staff had been treating him as though he had the virus even before his results came back. He says the doctor at the clinic he first visited only tested him for flu and strep, but his condition worsened and he ended up at the ER. I talked to Johnson by phone. He's quarantined at his home until Saturday. How did you find out you had COVID-19?
Well, and that's where the Lord was at work. Because if that clinic had gave me a test and told me I was positive, what they're doing was they would tell me to self-quarantine, which they told me to do anyway. But they didn't. So I came home, and somewhere after that is when I couldn't hold water down or food down. And a few days of that is when I lost about 20 pounds. And so my wife took me to just the clinic here on South 28th. They checked my oxygen level, and at that point, I think my oxygen was really bad. So I could hear the doctor outside talking to the ER doctor. And then I began to realize it was kind of serious. And they came out and wheeled me out to the car and told me to go straight up to the ER, and those guys would be waiting there for me. They wheeled me back, put me on an IV, hydrated me and stuff. I guess then, because my oxygen level was low, they x-rayed my lungs. And then as soon as they got the results back on that, they were said I was going up to the 7th floor, which was the COVID floor. I don't know if they tested me in the ER or if they tested me when I got upstairs. That second or third day, it came back positive. But they were already treating me for it.
What did it feel like to have COVID-19? Can you describe the symptoms?
I noticed when I first got it, my shoulders down to my elbows ached really bad one night, a lot like the flu. Here's the weirdest one, because, I mean, you have the fever, 100 to 102 point something. But the strangest thing was I lost my sense of smell. And part of this is mine's probably a little bit different than most people. If you're healthy and strong, like my wife and my daughter, they both caught it. They never tested them, but they got the fever and everything and recovered quickly. But I didn't know I was diabetic. So that was another kind of blessing of getting it, is I found out I was diabetic, and now I'm poking myself all the time.
Well, do you have an idea of how you got COVID-19?
I cannot figure it out. I had one friend at work that went out about a few days before me with fever and stuff, but they never tested him. He didn't go to the hospital or anything, and he ended up back at work. I mean, it was 12 days or so before he got back, and maybe I caught it from him or just passing somebody, maybe at the grocery store one day. And I don't even know for sure how long you have it, because they say you can have it for a while and not know you have it.
So how is the quarantine going for your family?
It's working out for us okay, because we order our food and have it delivered. So United and HEB have been real good about delivering food. And I have a friend that came over and mowed my lawn and stuff for me, and picked up water for us a few times. Yeah, it's humbling. We're ready to get out of it. But it's also been a good time of rest and stuff. So I think I was probably overdoing it for a few years. So I'm also a bivocational pastor, so I work full-time. And then I pastor at Elmwood Baptist. I was probably getting run down a little bit, which probably helped me catch it.
I'm wondering how this has affected you financially. Seems like you've been out of work for nearly a month at this point.
Yes. It's tight. The guys at work are good, because after I left, they finished up some deals for me, so I still got a decent check for last month. This month, though, I don't have anything coming, but the government did the 2-week sick leave, and so I'm trying to gather my paperwork for that. You know, we're not getting ahead, but I also called and had like a car payment. So they moved 2 car payments back for me. So that really helped as well. Without those things, you know, we'd be out of money as far as spending money.
So how are you feeling now?
I'm feeling good, or I get tired pretty easy. Every now and then, my breath, I kind of watch it. If I'm drinking water, I can't drink as much as I did before, if that makes sense. I have to catch my breath. But other than those two things, everything else is doing good.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your experience with us. I wish you a speedy recovery.
Thank you.
Malcolm Johnson was the 17th patient identified with COVID-19 in Abilene. He was released from the hospital on April 4th. Johnson has finished his medications and says he hasn't been contagious since his fever broke while he was hospitalized. He'll complete his quarantine tomorrow and follow up with his doctors on April 29th. I'm Heather Claiborne. This is KACU.